Trillie. She's part of a race of intelligent beings think of themselves along the lines of concept of cell in a very similar way to human beings, but their race is exceptional at math, while not so good with language. In fact, they've only invented one word. But they can classify everything that's ever happened by using that one word, and then a formulaic equation they've developed with devices that record constantly at such an interval as to not even be able to be measured by our technology here on Earth. But anyway, because it's so small in increments, that it updates itself data-wise across the full spectrum of analysis tools that they've developed with math. And so one day Triddle was born, and they named her Triddle instead of Triddle with the equation for life of Triddles at that time, because she was timberwalking in a timberwackiness way, and they didn't have that word. So they decided it was an evolutionary step in their process through their thinking, and they named her Triddle, which was also the name of the first of the Triddle race, which, for all intents and purposes, we should just call them something else. But until later, we'll just do that, I guess. Anyway, so Triddle was born, and because she was Timberlewalkin or Timberlewacky, they named her Triddle, and then her designation in the data bank did have a number assigned, which was based on a formulaic equation representing all the original steps in the evolution of their species throughout recorded history that they knew of, dating back to as far as their archaeological record goes, which is substantially further than what ours does, if all ratios are taken into account as far as how much of our history is actually documented or accompanied by archaeological fact through analysis of data that exists in the form of matter of some kind. Anyway, so on and so forth, and her designation represented quite a relieving quotient of data to all the scientists of the race, which was everybody. And it was because it had been a while since there had been such an evolutionary step in the Triddle civilization. In fact, it had been, if you take a graph of our known archaeological history data record of our race here on Earth, you would have to take it and look at it as a section much bigger than 2 millimeters, but not as big as 3 millimeters. Across, if you had a graph about 3.5 inches, 3.5 feet wide, representing our total time recording data about our history that we still have the hold of. And so everybody was pretty happy about that. It was quite a long span of time for them to have finally not had to endure anymore. And you know, that happened. So I guess this story is about the life of Triddle, for all intents and purposes, since it's the only person of that entire race named Triddle and designated just Triddle instead of Triddle with an equation afterward formulaically designed to indicate what position in the span of the history of that civilization is. So the interesting thing, though, that you'll find out about later in the story, if you do read the story, it doesn't happen at first, so you won't know about it until later in the story and how it fits into the plot at all, is what I'm trying to say on that. But, you know, this person started using, like, Sega Dreamcast one day because, like, they magically built one because they found a formulaic equation of converting the mathematical formulae that they had developed for something else into a representation of itself based on the matter of the entire all. Even that of the universe outside our drop of matter and space and time and light and radiation and more. So anyway, that's the beginning of this story. I hope you didn't find that too difficult to understand. It's a story of person A, who's the first person A in a race of persons, and how that person helped this species with a much larger archaeological record on record in their civilization for their time alive in the universe than we have as humans on Earth, and how this species developed from being a species that had, as far as language goes, only one word outside mathematical equations, and how they developed their first new word because of the life of Triddle. And in order to find out what the consequences of the creation of that word are, after you read all you can find on the internet and in all the stores in the world about Triddle, you will then have to sign up to a social media creation for literature that I created and invented, and wait for my email and the answer. And I'm not going to charge a lot for that. It kind of depends on where I'm at financially and what my retirement plan looks like. But this is plan A for Triddle, which ironically, while it's one of the best ideas I've ever had, it isn't out of line with all the other ideas I've had as far as what box we're playing in. So, you know, a famous physicist once said on a show, Cosmos, we have to learn to think Nova, we have to learn to think not just outside the box, but outside the box in the box. Okay, so anyway, it's kind of along those lines, and the first story of Triddle is going to show up in about less than 30 seconds, and whoever hears this first, if you like this the most on social media first, then you can go to www.aperfectemployee.com and find the contact page and send your name in to be mailed more information about Triddle or something else that you don't even want to know. No, I'm just kidding. It'll all be based on your input. Your input equals my output. Kind of a truth factory, though, because I'm using the scientific method for all answers. Bye.